up from LFL? I'm Alon.
This is Derek.
This is a guest.
Let's kick off with some housekeeping. Please go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Follow on Twitter at FMLFL. Email and rate my team's other questions at FMLFL@gmail.com. Check out our website, FMLFL.com. We have league info, links to our team, social media, and a store. Also on our website, we post lineup lamentations before every game week. And Down the Rabbit Hole, our buddy Scott's new series. Let's just jump in to last game week. So, Derelik, how'd you do last week?
I did okay. I wanted to do better. I was down, I think, 10,000 to 126,000, around there, 127,000. Yeah, I brought in Sané for my favorite man on pool, Mr. Bobby Firm, Mattress King. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously that backfired on me. But I think in the long run, I'm happy with having Sané. I think he's a good piece to
have.
He
could have scored a bunch of goals. He looked really good.
Always.
Yeah, like, he's so funny.
I think the only bad game in recent memory that he's not bad even, he just was a little lost, was against Liverpool.
Yeah.
That game, I remember just not. But, yeah, I mean, I got a return from Aguero, which was nice. And then, yeah, obviously Bobby's goal. I know we all hated that.
You still have Siggy, you have Alexis, you have Origi. You probably have a bunch of guys you want to
fuck
off.
You're on the Divock train, too?
Yeah. I mean,
Divock in a dream.
I just feel like with Poole's fixtures, it's good to have at least one of their attacking.
Yeah. Your defense is kind of fucking horrible.
Yeah. I mean, last week, obviously, with Valencia not playing, but... Yeah, so I brought in Valencia, I think 2 or 3 game weeks ago.
Yeah, when everyone was bringing him in for Coleman and shit.
Right, and then Mourinho says that he's like, he missed the game last, the midweek games, right, because he's resting him, and then he just doesn't play, and he's apparently injured. It's like pretty frustrating.
Moo and his fucking mind games and shit, but...
But I mean, the
overall 64 points isn't bad. I mean, you're above average and shit.
Yeah, that's why I'm not too... not too disappointed.
Tom Heaton with the 7-pointer.
Yeah, it's you hope for that every game.
Can't complain. Jason, how'd you do?
Like, pretty much my season in a nutshell. 1 point above the average, so I'm just fucking in the mid-table.
You're average.
I'm Tony Pulis. I'm a piece of shit.
Are you on the beach?
My fucking rank is like 400K, just over 400K. I'm like desperate. I'm taking punts. That's why I've got Badock. I'm just trying to like make some moves and have something pay off, and it's not. I did a really dumb move by shifting out Bukaku 2 weeks ago.
For him?
For Zlatan. No, for Divock.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I brought in Zlatan this last week, which that was a good move.
So now you have Zlatan, Aguero, Origi. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No Rom, no Kane. Not great.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We still got Ali. He's keeping me afloat. Siggy is just an anchor. Sanchez. Well, obviously that's a hot topic.
Yeah. Yeah, no Walsh this week. I'm the only one without Siggy. Everyone's got fucking Siggy. Fucking piece of shit. He burned me for like 10 weeks straight.
Dude.
I feel so good whenever he blinks. I'm so happy.
I feel like I held on. I had Siggy at the beginning of the season, held on to him for a while, like showing face.
That's what
I had. Got rid, and he started blowing up. Got him back. So I've had him back for a while. I've had some returns.
Got a hold this week, though. He's up against Twats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next 2 weeks, they're at Watford, home Stoke. So it's one of those things where, like, do you keep him because those are good fixtures, or he's fucking blank for four straight?
Well, that fits straight into my theory of, like, the mid-table... You know, the teams that, like, have nothing to play for and aren't in trouble, like, they're the ones who are the ideal opponents at this
point. That's, like, who you're targeting to play.
Right.
Watford is so fucking weird. They're such a weird team.
Yeah.
Like, changing managers, like, the turnover of players, like...
What? Deeney didn't start, right?
Yeah, Deeney didn't start. Like, Mazzari doesn't even speak English. Like, everything's all fucked up there. I fucking flew. I'm back, baby.
Well, you're bad.
84 points. I went up like 70K or something like that. My 3-5-2 looking strong. My only blanking attacker was Alexis, so I did Vardy to Lukaku, which was...
Wow, that was perfect.
Which was a terrible move.
And that was the most perfect thing you could have done.
Yeah,
most perfect move.
I mean, yeah, people are frustrated with Everton and Lukaku, but...
And you kept
we've been saying it for weeks. When Everton are home against shit teams like Leicester, and they're home against Burnley this week, Rom just hauls. He's this golden boot fucking festival. Yeah, Zaha came through. Sterling returned to form. I captained Ali of Coutinho.
Wait, is that bad or good?
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I had a fucking scenic week. So I'm feeling pretty good. My dreams of top 10K are impossible. There's no way. But I'd be pretty upset at this point if I'm not top 100K. Still with, like, wild card and bench boost and, like, my team's good and...
What I wanted, I was trying to look up before what you've got. I feel like the last three or four game weeks you've just skyrocketed.
Yeah, it's my fourth straight green arrow. Three previous were pretty small, just like incremental little tits and tots, and then this week was the big one, like over 70K. So
since 26, you've gone.
And
up.
You're buying stock in Elon right now.
I would be. You've had.
You're dressed like you're.
Stop it. Okay. Since game week 26, you're up 150K.
Let's go, and let's not go. Let's fuck actually. and then Walsh on vacation in Japan is plummeting a little bit. Mm-hmm. Third straight red arrow. So. We have the keys to Walsh's car, and in the transfer section later on, we'll make some moves.
Absentee manager.
And he gave us the green light.
Yeah,
so
he gave us
some
the green light.
In.
He gave us some ground rules, but we have the green light mostly. So
the green
we'll
light.
Get to that later. But all right, let's do an opening question, then we'll dive the fuck in. So this is from at FPL Funshot Luke. He's a great friend of the pod, one of our like earliest listeners, I would say. If you have to take one Prem player to dinner with your family to impress them, who do you take?
God.
So I kind of imagine myself like a girl in this scenario, and I'm bringing home a boy to, like, impress my parents.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's a really good question. All the shouts on Twitter were for Mata, because he's just like...
Mata?
I don't know. You don't want your parents to think you're a total pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Like... He's like a good old boy, but like
too good though.
Too good, exactly.
Yeah.
Like he would be.
At some
not,
point, they're gonna
be
like,
"Why
is he smiling?"
He wouldn't be out in the garden with my dad. He would just be like watching TV and being. He's just a piece of shit. I don't know. I don't like him. He wouldn't. Yeah. He wouldn't win over my parents.
Mm, yeah,
but
they'd be like, "What's he hiding?" Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or what's
he's like suspicious?
There's nothing
nice.
Interesting about him. Also.
No.
Mata?
Yeah. I was laughing in my head thinking about Firmino because he's my answer to like, most questions.
Yeah.
But he's
he
like,
doesn't speak.
He's the opposite of who you bring home to impress. Yeah. He's who you bring home when you're like 14 to like piss off your parents.
Yeah.
Like, this is my new boyfriend. He just takes his shirt off.
Wait, is the question boyfriend or just out?
No, just bring home.
Oh, so we're bringing it to that level.
Yeah, we're just taking it there.
All right, so just introduce what as your new friend, maybe.
Yeah,
your
I guess
buddy.
As your friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Your butt buddy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Wow. My new friend Charlie Adam.
No.
Diego.
No, Diego's auto out. What I like about this question is that the guys who are the answer to every other question kind of don't apply. Like Firmino, Costa, Skirtle. Like, right. None of these guys are.
Hazard seems like a pretty likable dude.
Interesting.
But he's also. I don't know, man. You don't want a French speaker.
No, I think the answer is Klopp.
Klopp would be a great guy to bring home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other shouts? You can take your time with this. You know, we'll edit it out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's hard.
Honestly,
Santi.
I think
no, it's a bit
I
of the motto.
Santi
could have some fun. I think
Santi's cooler. Yeah.
Dude, I think
I don't know why, but
yeah.
He gets in there a little more.
Maybe Marcos. Hey.
Oh, Marcos Alonso's a beautiful
man. Yeah, Marcos A could be good. He seems like a nice lad.
He's just a good friend of the pod.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on. Biggest topic of the week by far. We all have him. Most people have him. Is Alexis. He's blanking for fun. He's the most expensive mid in the game. Arsenal are horrible. They look terrible. They're all, like, dysfunctional and just... He looks unhappy. Everyone's unhappy. He's playing out on the wing. Welbs is up top. What do you guys think? Like, there's so many big, heavy-hitting forwards right now that we all have, like, all this fucking money tied up with Alexis, and it doesn't feel good. But he has two doubles coming up, and at any point, he could just start up top, and then he's, like, the best player in FPL out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to, like, how stubborn is Wenger going to be? And he's a stubborn-ass dude.
Yeah, he's pretty stubborn. He's an old fucking grumpy fuck.
He will, like, fall on his own sword before he does the right thing and starts Sanchez up top.
Mm.
But I mean, they've been clearly struggling, and he hasn't been up top in kind of a while. So it's like, I feel like as a why not just change it back to what has worked before?
I mean,
it's
so obvious and logical that obviously he knows that that's an option. Wenger knows, you know, but, like, there's something else at hand. So is he just being, like, a fucking bitch about it and being, like, sending a message to Alexis?
Right.
Or is he just being fucking dumb and stubborn? Like, I don't know.
Well, maybe, I mean, he's probably trying to spark other, like, parts of the team by doing this.
Yeah.
And hoping that they'll play better than they can.
God,
I don't know.
They look so bad.
Do you think it could...
Palace absolutely fucking wrecked them.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole game, but I watched the stuff.
I want nothing more than Welbs to just fucking be great, but whenever you need him to do that, he doesn't, and that's Welbs.
Welbs is a bad striker.
Yeah, he's who I love to watch.
I love watching. He's your classic, like, work rate guy.
Yeah.
And, dude, Welbs is the answer for the previous question. Give me Welbs.
Oh, right.
Welbs.
Wow.
Who doesn't love Welbs?
Yeah.
Like, he's so smiley, works his fucking ass off. Like, he's just a good lad that you want around all the time. But he's a bad striker. Like, give me Giroud over Welbs all day if you want goals, if you want to, like, win games.
Dude, I feel like Arsene's going to do a fuck you move, and he'll drop Welbs, but he's going to start Ollie up top, and you're still going to have...
But that'd be better. Yeah, I don't know.
But does that help Sanchez's potential at all?
No. I mean, he's not a captain when he's out wide. He's a captain when he's up
top. Just the amount it seems that he touches the ball when he's up top is just so much more than, in the box, or, you know, right outside the box.
Yeah.
So it's like, obviously for fantasy purposes, him up top is what
we
want.
So you guys going to get rid?
I think I'm getting rid. Especially with, at first I thought next fixture being Burrow to hold him, but Burrow are fighting for their lives, and they're good defensively, and they're at home. I don't think I'm going to hold Sanchez.
Wow.
Right.
See?
I mean, what I'm thinking about...
Former Arsenal fan.
Yeah. Even with the impending doubles, I'm going to be down to zero Arsenal players.
Wow.
The question, are you going to bring back an Arsenal player for the double? Doubles.
Yeah, but
they have to have an uptick.
He's
in
so
form.
Expensive that you can't, like,
I know,
bring him in and out.
That's the problem.
Like,
that's,
I guess unless you go Hazard.
It's like, or who else would you want?
There's no one else.
Well, I feel like there are...
Feo.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to free up the funds because there's more than three heavy-hitting striker options that are, like, you need three expensive strikers right now, pretty much.
Yeah, that seems like the obvious way forward. So how do you get there? If you don't have that structure now, which most people don't, most people have, like, Gabbiadini or Benteke or Defoe or 3-5-2, then how do you get there? And Alexis is pretty much the only way to get there because that's, like, the only way you can make, like, $6 million with one transfer.
Yeah, because you still got to hold, like, Ali.
Yeah, you can't drop Ali. You're not dropping, like, Coutinho. But even those guys, like, you don't make enough money.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you went Ali to fucking Tom Carroll, that's, like, $4.5 million. That doesn't get you from Benteke to Kane.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, close, but, like, I don't know. And Ollie's the best thing ever, and he just is waving to everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. I still have Aguero that I could drop, and I brought on Sané, so I have the City representation.
Coverage,
But I don't know, so you're definitely, you and Jason, you're thinking you're...
Are you going to get rid of Derek?
It's been since Kane went out. I was thinking I should bring on Ali, like somebody, and they've had good fixtures. I'm like, they're going to keep scoring and they're going to win because they're good, right? So I'm like, well, I should bring them on. Like, I need somebody. I never did, and I'm regretting it, obviously. So I'm at the point where I'm like, they're still playing well, good fixtures. It's like, I need to bring on one of them. I don't have any of them.
Well, he's scored in 5 out of the last 6 games. And their upcoming fixtures are home Bournemouth, at Palace, home Arsenal, which might just be a fucking bare-bottom spanking payback for years of torment. At West Ham, home United, at Hull, and they'll have a double.
They score. I mean,
they score 3 to 5 a game.
So I'm like debating who I want to bring on. I'm a little nervous about bringing Kane right back on because
I mean, I think you need to get three Spurs players on your team.
Oh my god!
Now,
if there was any team, I mean, it's so similar to last season, the way Spurs have broken down.
It's deja vu. It's really deja vu. We're thinking about doubles, and really you should be getting three Spurs players.
Yeah, like, they've been the best team in the league for the last, like, month and a half. Like, they fucking destroy every team. They can't beat top teams. They haven't, like, gotten over that hump yet.
Right.
But when they play anyone, like, sixth or below, they win, like, 5-0. They do things that no other team really does.
Right. I mean, like, unlike Chelsea, obviously, keeps winning, Chelsea, too, but they don't win by the margins.
They don't go wild. Also, their players are not as good value. Right. Like, they're so much more expensive.
So, I don't know. I mean, you're definitely getting rid of Jason. I feel like
the one stat that I was looking at with Alexis that was kind of glaring to me is his shooting stats in game weeks 30, 31, 32, where he's blank 3 in a row, as compared to the rest of the season and as compared to even last season or 2 seasons ago, are all very similar. Like, touches in the box are really similar, shooting about as much, a little bit down and everything, but just, you know, that's how it goes. But the big, big difference is his shots on target.
Mm-hmm.
He has 0.3 shots on target in these last 3 game weeks. His shot accuracy is 12.5%, which is just awful.
Right.
But he's normally sitting between like 30 and 40% shot accuracy. That's like the caliber player he is.
So it means he's getting worse shot attempts or he's
not shooting. No, it just means he's out of form, I think.
Right. Yeah.
So do you think it's really, to me, it's a matter of like, do you think he's out of form because he's like being a brat or he's playing out of position and he's just being a piece of shit? Or is like dips in form happen? Like, is he just going to regress and be 35% shot accuracy, and he'll just be fucking amazing again? I think he'll probably go back to his norm.
Right.
Like, even if he's playing badly, he'll still be around, like, probably 30% shot accuracy, like, over double where he's at right now, which means he's still shooting a lot. He's still probably going to return. They still have 2 doubles. So for me, I'm holding with confidence, but I completely understand people going from like Alexis to Wilf and then Crouch to Kane or something. Like, I can't say no to that.
Are you staying 3-5-2?
We'll get to that a little later, but I'm not.
Well, yeah, I feel like also last
game, whoa,
the game on Monday, yesterday, he had some chances.
That's the thing.
He had
chances.
He could have scored.
He was point blank
goals
when Mama laid out because he's a fucking legend god and blocked his shot, but that was auto goal.
Right.
Dude, would you bring Sakho home?
Yes and no. Like, I'd bring Sakho home if he was coming over to like play video games and eat lunch. But if I was bringing home someone to like impress my parents and be like, "Look at this new friend," and he just came with like a bleach blonde mohawk and was just like dancing, and he rode over on a moped without a helmet on, I'd be like, "It's a little soon."
Whether or not you bring him home says more about your parents,
right? Yeah, I would love to live with him, as we covered in the college roommate opening question, but, like, that's a different question. All right, well, Alexis, we'll get more into Alexis, I think, in, like, the transfer section, but
okay.
I am, like I said, like, I'm holding with confidence, but people who are emailing in and shit, I can't really fault you. Arsenal's never looked this bad. Alexis has never looked this bad.
I think the answer is when the double game weeks come, you should probably get some representation.
That's the thing. There's no one else on Arsenal, to me, that's worth consideration. A lot of people have Walcott.
But he might be hard to get back in.
I still don't think
he's good. You think when double game weeks come, you don't have Alexis, you're not going to get anybody?
You think the Ozil double return from 2 weeks ago?
That was a great shot by Walsh, by the way.
Yeah, Ozil, yeah, he did call
that. I mean, it's not a fluke. Just the nature of his game, he'll get random assists here and there and like set pieces and shit. But God, he looked so bad versus Palace. He was awful versus Palace.
Arsenal's fixtures are rough, too.
Give me a Wobi. Like, give me fucking Sanchez up top, a Wobi on the wing. Like, back to the good old days. Like, they were good at points this season. Like, we're forgetting. They were, like, easily top three team for most of the season.
Wenger out, Alon in. Let's.
Wenger. Okay. What about... So, you have Valencia, Derek. Do you have Valencia, Jason?
Nope.
Do you have any United defense?
Oh, no, sorry, yeah, I do have Valencia. Yeah, yeah, he's been fucking me for 2 weeks running, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a fucking nightmare, and they play this Thursday Europa League first leg, so wouldn't recommend
I'm sitting
making,
on my transfers until just to see what happens.
That's exactly what I'm going to say, yeah, don't make a transfer until then, but how
There's no info about Valencia? Other than Mourinho saying, like, the most important thing is that he returns for Europa League.
He said, like, there he'll probably be fit for Thursday Europa League, which does that mean he's rested versus Chelsea, which was 2 days later?
Yeah. I think we're at the, I'm at the point where they have their first double in, what, 34? It's next
in 34,
week.
Yeah, next
so
week.
So I think I'm not going to, I have other things I have to deal with right now.
Yeah.
Right? So I want to hold him.
So you're going to hold him.
Hope he plays in the double.
Hope he plays in the double.
And then if he's still all injured.
The way that I see it is, like, he's probably only going to play one max in the double.
Because
this is like, it's like what I've...
Because he's got a midweek.
Yeah, it's just like what I've learned over this weird benching resting
even,
period
right,
is that he probably
play
can't play twice in 3 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm much more looking at like Rojo and Bai. Because Smalley and Jones are out for, you know, TBD length of time. There's no real timetable on them. So like, they should both be completely nailed. And I was just, when I was, like, looking shit up today, like, it's just another example of, like, we saw it in the earlier in the season when there were the blanks,
mm-hmm.
the huge blank game week, and everyone that planned really far in advance kind of got fucked over. And, you know, Walsh and I talked about that a lot. This is, like, the exact same type of thing.
Right.
And it just, like, everyone who has Valencia is kind of, like, in trouble right now, and there are other guys, too, and... I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
It's you guys should probably just hold him,
but it's hard.
I feel like
you're gonna
end up taking a hit probably in game before game week 34 to get him out.
Because they also, United has like so many games.
They have many games.
So, it's bad. It's a bad situation to be in.
It's a bad situation to be in. What about Gylfi? And I don't have him. Happy not to have him, but
I mean,
you've been a huge supporter.
Well, just because I feel like he's. Clearly the best player on that team. It's like...
He's like the only
player. I know, so
on
you
team.
Think that he's like...
Brother of Andre.
Right, so like he is, he's on every right set piece, he's on pens, it's like...
Yeah.
You expect he's involved in most goals, whether assist or, you know, or...
And Llorente's coming back this week, so at least someone will get on the end of some...
Yeah.
Like Jordan Ayew is really bad.
But I don't... I mean, he's not cheap.
He's not cheap, he's like mid.
And Swansea's looked, I mean... pretty horrible, but
they're
as
terrible.
Jason was talking about before, like, they are on the brink zone, so maybe they do step it up and, you know.
I mean, they have to eventually. Their next two fixtures are at Watford and Stoke,
so
think you'll probably keep him?
Yeah, I need to bring on a Spurs. I think that's what I'm going to do, either bring on Ali or Kane, so I need to figure out how I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could...
So, for now, you're just...
I think Costa's... I'm pretty sure Costa's going to be out for me.
Costa to Kane, you think?
I'm thinking I'm going to get rid of Costa.
Yeah, and then you'll not take a hit and keep Siggy and probably keep Alexis.
I think so. That's more.
Do you have Lukaku?
But I'm honestly in bug mode. I don't really know. There's a lot of different
There's
things.
A lot of actions. Also, your debut pod in your debut season. Huge.
Or,
do you have Gylfi, Jason?
I do, and I'm holding only because those two fixtures are really tasty. Those two clubs have nothing to play for. I have like higher priorities to do on, you know, to deal with on my team than Gylfi.
And we'll get to Walsh's team later, but I was looking at Gylfi's stats because I was kind of thinking about Walsh's team and his stats are basically unchanged in this blank run. You know, like same shots, same touches, same chances. Like he's doing the shit.
Yeah.
They're just assists you rely on other people to score. And
right. There's not
corners you rely on other people's heads. And
yeah.
So he's been who he is.
He's been who he is. Yeah. He's not like some weird, like insane dip in form that...
Yeah, let's just blame Brother of Andre.
Just blame Brother of Andre, who's horrible. Absolutely terrible. And I want to make Walsh happy. Walsh loves him.
Walsh does love
Walsh
him.
Walsh is in Japan listening. You know, like, let's keep Gylfi for Walsh, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we keep... He's been... Walsh, I've... The last bunch of game weeks, I've, like, considered brings Gylfi out.
Gylfi you out. And Walsh always talk about
yeah, him. Yeah, and then and Walsh, that. And Walsh is just always just like... He's like, no, you gotta keep him.
Yeah, you gotta keep Gylfi. It's like...
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
there's been so many guys this season who... Like, us, like, our group has kept through, like, months of blanking.
I know.
Yeah. And it's been a fucking nightmare, but we're all just, we all just, like, circle jerk on the text. So, like, ah, oh, Firmino, like, yeah, keep him. Like, he's Bobby.
Exactly,
you know?
Firmino.
I can't believe I got rid of Bobby.
You got rid
right
of him any fucking...
before that fucking goal yet. Oh, my all God. All right,
so you're... Let's go to Kane, because he's yeah. another huge scenic person. I think...
Scenes.
Indisputably best player in FPL.
All right. I'm still... The reason I... Another reason okay. I'm hesitant to bring him back is okay. because when the only time I've had him this year was around that time. I guess it was around...
Don't like, even bring it up,
the Christmas time, like Boxing Day time. And I had him, and then, like, I was texting a lot. He was on, like, I was like, he hadn't, like, returned really much yet. And, like, they got the pen. I still remember. I was, like, up with my parents. I was, like, watching the game. Like, yes, like, pen Kane.
Yeah.
I'm like, texting Alon. I'm like, oh, my God. Is he going to score? Like, Alon's like, he never misses. Then he just fucking, like.
He just, doesn't ever miss.
And then he just fucking, like, goes up there, like, slips, like, the sod. Just, like.
And it was the same fucking, spot that, like, Dickface slept on. who is that? Arter?
Yeah, it was just very similar.
It was the exact same spot in the same fucking stadium.
No, actual?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. That's so...
There's like some wankery going on at Southampton. Where they like, that piece of turf is like fucking twatted.
Sketch.
Yeah, we all brought in Kane. Wow. It was game week 16. It was home Hull, home Burnley, at Southampton, at Watford. And he blanked home Hull. We captained him. He blanked home
right,
Burnley.
We
captained
him.
Right. And then at Southampton, he fucking missed the pen.
Anyway, so I don't know if I should hold that against him still or what. But he's also, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think about the coming off? I mean, I'm new to this, obviously. Well, what do you think about him coming off of injury like this? Like, and his.
I was trying to do some research earlier today because he had an injury layoff earlier in the season.
Mm-hmm.
I forget when this was. This pre-Christmas or something?
I guess it was when he was still...
It was pretty early.
He missed a couple weeks.
Yeah, it was early.
Because
yeah,
he had
season.
Only been back not that long
and
before we picked
he came
him
back
up.
Fucking flying double-digit returns.
Yeah.
So...
Fact.
He
missed game week 6 through 10, and then 11, he got 8 points. 12, he got 13 points. 13, he blanked. 14, he got 13 points. Like,
damn.
He came in hauling. Yeah. He is the best player in FPL.
Yeah.
He has he ticks every single box that you want your dream FPL player.
I fucking hate him, though.
Well, he doesn't even breathe through his fucking nose.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I hate that he's a number 10.
He's a fucking cunt.
Someone like him
yeah,
with a number
10,
it drives me crazy.
It's like offensive to Brazilians around the world that he's number 10. Like, he needs to be a number 9.
Yeah.
But regardless, he's explosive. His team is really good and really explosive, and he's the focal point. He's on pens. He's consistent. He has good fixtures. He's nailed.
He donks.
He donks when he wants.
He donks when he wants.
I mean, we had him, right? That blank period is a really good time to bring up, right? Because we were all, like, bugging at how fucking bad he was. And then the next game, he had a brace and an assist for Watford. And then blank Chelsea. And then the game after that, he had a hat trick versus West Brom. Like, there's no one else in the league who's, like, doing
right.
this kind of shit. Like, all of the other good forwards are good.
Right.
But they don't have the ceiling or the floor of Kane. Which is just bad. That's a
right.
bad thing to happen, Ben.
Do you feel like Sanchez, when he's up top, has that? I feel like he...
Yeah,
like,
when
he
Sanchez
can't.
Was center forward...
Right.
What was that? Like, maybe... That was a while ago now, but me and Walsh kind of argued on that on the pod, but... He was saying Kane's the best player in FPL, and I was saying Alexis
right.
is the best player in FPL. It was when Alexis was injured.
Right.
So he wasn't back yet,
right,
and
right.
I was like, I'm going to bring him straight in. Or it was when they blanked or something. Yeah, it was when they blanked. But he's not center forward now, and Arsenal are a fucking mess. And Arsenal have, like, come see, come saw fixtures. But Kane's the exact opposite. Yeah. You know, like, Spurs are absolutely flying with or without him, have amazing fixtures. Like,
yeah, so that is, like, the weird
thing. So for me, I'm Kane straight back in. Every single person that's emailed, I'm like, what do you think about Kane? I'm like, best player at FPL, right. Bring him in immediately.
What other Spurs do you have?
I have Ollie.
Just Ollie?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the consensus on Son's viability?
Son of?
Yeah, because like
Pochettino's now switching to 4-2-3-1 as of late.
He played that last game, yeah.
Yeah, and
Jansen up top.
When Kane came in, when he subbed in, they kept that formation?
Yeah, they kept it because they just did Kane straight swap for Jansen.
Yeah, and online people seem to be thinking he's going to stick with that a little bit, in which case Son still has a spot.
Yeah, I mean, we just have no idea.
Yeah.
So, for that reason, I'm not really interested in Son.
Yeah.
You know, because he's also, like, the only striker backup that Spurs have. I don't count Jansen. He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, so, like, if you want to play both of your only two strikers, that seems very risky to me. I mean, and they were at their best this season. I mean, they've been good all season, but they're at their best. They went on that insane run when they were three at the back.
Yeah.
There's no reason to change that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It gets all of their best players on the pitch, basically, except, I guess, maybe Son, but I don't think he's one of their best 11 players. And then Son is your goal-scoring threat from the bench. He's really their only attacking sub.
And he's been great.
You know, there's, like, Diddy Kong, Harry Winks, Sissoko's pathetic.
Hasn't he returned twice coming
Jansen's
off the bench?
Jansen's pathetic.
He's returned a few times recently coming off the bench.
Son is a festival. He comes on. I mean, you could bring Son home to your parents. Like, yeah, he comes on, he just smiles. Like, he's just happy to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously, right.
He does a little handshake.
That goal celebration you had with Ali, that's what put him on my radar. That's why I want him. I love a good celebration.
I hate that.
I hate the celebration.
I hate the handshakes.
I like it in, like, baseball, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I want to see them, like, kind of, like, explode.
It wasn't
like they do.
The celebration. It was Son.
Oh,
it was.
It was just Son.
I just like to see the boy happy.
He was very. Yeah, he was. Yeah. It's actually we had two boys happy. Son and then Firmino. It's like twice in the same day.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, Firmino. When I jerked off last night in bed, I watched Firmino highlights. Let's just say
that. The instant shirt off.
Dude, the washboard.
Yeah, exactly. Someone on some other pod or something was commenting on like how fast he took his shirt off.
Yeah, it was really fast. Yeah.
And then someone else on the pod was like, well, if we had his body, we'd get like really good at taking our shirts off. Yeah. I think it was on Anfield.
What's funny about that is I remember like watching like a replay. I think it must have been like really slow-mo. My like perception got fucked up. And, like, I was like, oh, he kind of, like, took longer to take his shirt off than, like, I thought. And then, like, I saw the replay in, like, normal speed. And it was just, like, right away, like, barely even checked to see if he was on sides. He was just, like, off.
Instant. Serious pace. And he had my two favorite celebrations. One is shirt actual off, yellow card go insane. The other is fake shirt off. Which he does every other time.
And he's just smiling and laughing the whole time.
Turns around to Klopp and is like, gotcha.
God, he's the best.
Oh, God.
He's just having fun out there.
He just has so much fun.
Shouts to fake shirt off.
Fake shirt off is fake my number off. One celebration by a country mile.
Fake shirt off.
Spurs.
Anyways, but back to also the other. I kind of set myself up to bring in Kane. So the other reason I took out Son, I took out Firmino for Sané is to make money for
Kane. Who are your forwards right now?
I have Costa, Origi, and Aguero. Which I mean, Aguero has been returning.
Not
now,
having
still.
Ibra or Rom or Kane you might as well just kill yourself.
Like, right. No, I know. That's why last week I kind of set myself. I mean, I should have saved just for this week because Bobby. But
you could like, that's like a, if there's ever a reasonable -8 or something like that, it's like Rom is home Burnley. Like,
you think
he's going to be captain by like 80% of teams.
Do you think I should take it? What do you think I should do?
We'll get to that later.
Oh my God, lads.
But on the note of Spurs, I just want to shout out. I know we've mentioned him like every week, but Ben Davies, like the latest update on Rose is he's on track to return to training towards the end of the month.
I feel like they've been saying he's coming back.
Rose is probably out for the season.
Right. They keep saying he's going to come
back. Yeah, I mean, that at minimum nails Davies, like, through, like, game week 36.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, they're probably going to be safe for top four by then, and Rose's knee is fucked up. He's seeing specialists and shit. And, like, we should all have Ben Davies. It's fucking crazy. Especially with, like, the Kyle Walker benching and the price of, like, Toby, who's not donging this year.
Right.
And Verdonghen, who never dongs and is also at least, like, $500,000 more expensive than Davies. I just wanted to shout him out because it's kind of crazy that we don't all have him.
Right. I feel like there's a lot of things that I want to address in my teams. I just don't know. Like,
I mean,
you know,
it's a problematic time.
I know, we all have.
Yeah. And this is like, from now, I mean, from weeks ago to the end of the season is like critical mass. I guess this is when I'm good at FPL because I had the same kind of run at the end of last season. But I feel so clear right now.
Yeah.
Like, I know who all of the best guys are in my head. And I'm like, I just see them. I just like crystal ball, and I'm just like, oh, Kane's coming in, like, let's go, like,
yeah,
I just feel a step ahead right now.
You're securing your top four spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to make Champions League and alright, another thing I think we should talk about.
So you are, oh yeah, what do you think Kane's a good?
I think Kane
is right.
Definitively
have
the best player in FPL, and
so
we should all get
him
in
him
as fast as possible.
I remember that fucking hole blank.
Yeah. I mean, that sucked. And
yeah.
I was right there with you. It was horrible.
Yeah, I'm being unfair. Like, I have this dilemma where, so I have Kuhn, I have Zlatan, I'm holding both. Kuhn just because I'm stubborn and I love him.
You love him.
I kind of like that, too.
So, the third spot, it's either Rom or Kane. And it feels like I get fucked either way
you
by not having the other.
Way.
Yeah.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you've
got to
get rid of Kuhn.
No.
I mean, I was thinking.
City have everything to play for. They have everything to play for. They're like,
so does Spurs.
They're barely holding on to top four. Like, they're gonna, I think they're gonna, like, turn it on and start, like, really doing teams
but
again.
Dude, how long have we been saying that?
I have more faith in City turning it on than Arsenal right now.
Don't get Arsenal. Who's
oh, no, I'm just saying, like, as far as teams that need to, like, kick it into gear, I think City can do it.
Aguero has
all right.
But, 4 double-digit returns all season, and they're all game week 13 or earlier. He has not gone over double digits since game week 13.
If Kuhn becomes a differential, I only have
that
a bigger
is,
boner for it.
That is tradition. Like, I'm right there with you, but he's off pens, and he's just not, like, the same.
Well, then Jesus is also a
Jesus
training, right?
Is lurking, too. Yeah, like, I don't...
Ooh, yeah.
That's also true. I have thought about that.
Oh, my
and, like,
God.
To me, it's... No.
It's fucking Easter coming up.
It's Easter.
Of course he's coming back.
Jesus rises.
No, is he action? No, he's... Are they playing
everything
on Sunday? That would be too. That would be just.
They're
too.
Not. They're the late game on Saturday.
Oh my God! What if he does that? And just
if
started?
He played on Sunday and returned, that would be so sick.
Dude, I'm watching a video right now of Gab Jesus running on a treadmill.
Exactly, dude. No, I mean,
you think there's actual?
There's no argument, in my opinion, for Kuhn over Rom or Kane. There's literally zero argument. Rom is gonna win Golden Boot, and he's home Burnley, and like scores two or three goals every home game.
It is one of the reasons I brought Son.
Is
I have
the
City
player
representation.
Yes.
He does. He returns.
Do it.
I can do Costa Aguero out for Kane and Lukaku.
Yes.
Bukaku.
Yes.
Fuck, both of their fixtures are so good.
Yeah.
But
Bukaku, Everton, just like when they are playing well, you're like, wow, they're good. But
I know,
then,
when they play
when
against bad teams, it's like, oh, who's this Tom Davies guy? And then, you know, it's like, Sunshine, wow. And, like, Bukaku's just returning
to
the phone. And then they play Liverpool, and Lukaku doesn't touch the ball the entire
that's
game.
That's the shit that pisses me off. I'm like, this sucks.
They'll get better, though.
And,
that
like,
on it's Coleman's first year, you know?
And Alon knows it. I love, and yeah, it's true. And they on the, and plus, Walsh actually did bring up to me, like, Bukaku has returned even in a lot of the games where
yeah,
they haven't looked good and played well.
Dude, I mean...
But, I mean, you know, me and Costa, I do love Costa, but he's the kind of guy I feel like even when he doesn't return, he always is, like, very involved. Costa? Has chances, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the way they play is so good for a forward because they're always countering, so that means you're always, like, in space.
Right, and the way he plays, he just chases.
If they had Rom, he would score, like, 35 goals
right.
because he would just be running at people in space, which is, like, Rom's right. specialty, you know yeah. what I mean? So, yeah, I feel that, but, yeah, to no, me, I mean...
I think he's time for
to me, just
out, for me.
Ibra, Kane, Lukaku, that... Front line, if you are able to get there, you should do everything in your power to get there. Because
Ibra can.
Ibra has two doubles to go and is just consistent and whatever. And everyone's going to captain him in game week 34. That's part of it. Everyone's going to captain him. If you don't have him, you're
Ooh,
fucked.
Wow, I'm really starting to think now because.
Bukaku's got some good fixtures, got some home tits. He dongs. Kane is a bet. Like, it's just.
Oh,
it's
my time. God. Because I also, if I want to bring in...
It's time, dude.
If I want to bring...
Hold on. Let's do one more thing, and then we'll go to our teams and shit. Chelsea defense. What's going on? Are we all keeping Alonso blind?
Oh, my God. I am
I've not had Alonso all season.
What?
So that's why I'm a piece of shit.
Marcos A.
That's actually fucked
We're
up.
Talking shit yeah. in the text group about Marcos A.
Yeah,
like, should we
on.
Keep him? Should we keep
do
him?
Do you not
he has
have a
that?
Chelsea defender?
Nope.
Guest.
He was just fucking premium, and I was
you're
going
like
for
the,
other people.
You're like the more extreme version of me.
Yeah, it fucks me. That's
you really
I,
are. Like, yeah. I'm known in fantasy circles as, like, a bit of a mad scientist. Like,
yeah.
I'm always trying to get the, like, the sneaky fucking, like, yeah, oh, this guy's gonna be fucking good. And it usually means, like, Walsh will beat me, but I get some good guys.
That's why you have Alonso and I have fucking Holgate.
That's soon. Yeah, you're just, that's too nuts, dude. I'm... What do you think? Are
no,
you gonna
no,
keep
no,
Alonso?
Honestly,
though?
Recently,
they
it's, not,
kept
it's
in,
not worth
in
it
like
all
nine
to have. It, yeah, it hasn't been worth having at Chelsea.
So, are you gonna keep him?
I think I just want he plays so forward. Like, he's on that wing, just like making runs, crosses every play. He's up. He has a chance to score every game.
Every game.
Actual or assist because he has his great crosses and obviously free kicks too, as we saw on Sunday.
What a peach! Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're keeping him.
Yeah,
I think I am too.
Because I mean, I have a
the thing is with Chelsea also is that like, yeah, like they're not keeping cleans. It's like bad value and shit. But he's gonna be must own when it's 36, 37, 38.
Right.
When people are wildcarding and shit. 36, they're home Borough. 37, they're doubling.
Right.
38, they're home Sunderland.
Yeah, looking at
so like I don't want to lose my value on him and then have to bring him back in anyway.
Right. That's true.
Well, he's on freeze and like some corners and still the most attacking thing ever. They're still really good defensively. Like, if Kane didn't get a lucky ass deflected goal, he would have had a fucking 18-point week or
right.
whatever.
I remember they gave up a goal. I don't know what game week it was, but it was like the last few minutes. It was like a bullshit.
You know, pick. So like, yeah, they're like kind of maybe fucking off a little bit, but like, I still think they're. Obviously, maybe second best defense in the league to Tottenham, you know?
Right.
Top three or whatever. So, I don't know. I'm still keeping him. I don't consider it that urgent
yeah.
when there's guys like Ben Davies to get on Tottenham. You know, like, if there was no Ben Davies, I'd more consider going like Alonso to Walker or Alonso to Rose.
Right.
But since there's Ben Davies, I can fucking swap out any defender for Ben Davies. He's
right.
cheap as fuck.
Right. Should
so
we talk
Alonso's
a little...
like my only expensive defender.
All right. Should we talk, get into defenders a little bit?
What do you got something
all,
to
well,
say?
We're all, I mean, Yoshida. I feel like I want to bring in Yoshida.
Well, yeah, let's do that on our team's part. So let's do captains first. So who you guys... Oof, man, that was a lot. IRL
yeah.
Pod is like a different vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
I just feel like I'm talking a lot more. You guys are both like kind of quiet fucks.
Really? Now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going, are we?
I don't know. I feel like I'm talking
Jason's
more than the
like
last time.
I'm trying. Beard.
I'm doing my transfers here, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm going back on like some of the things I said earlier right now.
Yeah, my brain right now is going. I mean, I could just keep talking about other things I want
to
do.
All right, so we'll get to your team. So let's start with captains.
Yeah, my team goes into the other issues.
Let's start with captains this week. Who are you guys looking at?
Well, considering I'm still undecided on who I'm going to bring in.
Yeah, you mean you might bring in a captain?
I might bring in Bukkaku and Kane.
Yeah,
and
same here, exactly.
This is real.
I have neither player, and one of them is going
to
be my
captain. So I've convinced you guys to bring him in, basically.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. I'm fucking drilling you guys right now.
Yeah.
I don't know that... I'm going to have to lose some points to make it happen. And I'm going to keep Alexis this week, too.
What's your rank? Who gives a fuck?
400,000, yeah. I can just, like, have some fun.
Wow, I'm just going to get rid of
Have fun out there.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, you can end the season
this
strong and ride the form through next season.
Yeah.
Right, that's true. Well, let me look.
Yeah, I mean, I have him. And I'm probably going to go Lukaku. Kane, I'm just not...
Yeah, I'm not convinced yet.
I'm not positive he's going to even start, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he might play...
Or he might play 70 or something.
Yeah, he might play 60, 70 minutes, or he might just sub on at half, or, like, we don't really know. So, Lukaku, like I said earlier, I mean, home against bad teams, like Burnley, his last three home games are home Leicester, 13 points, home Hull, 16 points, home West Brom, 12 points, and it goes on and on. Home Sunderland, 6 points. Home Bournemouth, 21 points. Like, it's fucking crazy how consistent he is. Home Burnley is just...
Yeah.
If, like, some people are asking questions about, like, triple captain, when they should use it.
Right.
And for all of them, I said, like, you probably are going to end up using it on Zlatan in Game Week 34. There's not that many other good, like, double situations to use it on.
Right.
But if you were considering using it on a single Game Week player, I would, like, consider this week.
On Bukkaku.
I mean, it's been written.
Right.
As it is written.
Wow.
I had Passover last night, and the thing that we're supposed to read constantly says, as it is written. And all I was thinking about is how I say that on the pod. I was it's already been written, as it is written. But yeah, Bukkaku on Burnley, dude.
Wait, so do you think Bukkaku should be captain this week?
I think he should be
captain. Oh, you're a bad
boss. He's got the armband, for sure.
I'm leaning that way, too.
That's pretty insane.
Yeah, I mean, there are some other good fixtures. I mean, Spurs home Bournemouth, you could captain Ali also, you know, if you're not convinced that Kane's going to start. Or if you're, like, 100 points down from your mini-league leader, then fucking captain Kane. You know, that might be the differential that catches you up.
Right.
But I don't, like, love it. There's not that many other captaincy guys that I like. Probably don't want a captain, like... Kuhn at Southampton.
I feel like you could always...
You can kind of always
Jason
captain
and I
Kuhn.
Are probably going to get rid, but I feel like you could always captain.
You could kind of always captain Kuhn.
But, I mean, that's a good fixture.
Yeah. I don't know. Stevens, Yoshida, they're fucking legends.
Stallbone.
All right, let's... Yeah, we're going pretty long here. Let's go to you, Jason. You're doing your transfers already, so what moves are you looking at right now?
I think I'm going to... drop Zlatan short term, bring him right back next week.
Mm-hmm. For the
and
double.
Yeah, and drop Kuhn and bring in Bukkaku and mouth breather.
Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the guys.
Yeah, because those two fixtures
are
so.
But then who are you going to drop for Ibra next week? One of those two.
Then I drop Sanchez to free up funds and then switch in Origi out.
Yeah.
Ibra.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
That's
I'm
what you're thinking
the very Jason guest thought process.
I like that.
Because Ibra's got at West Brom this week, which is not the worst thing in the world.
Theory,
West Brom
it's
are
a, in theory, it's
awful.
An incredible fixture.
Yeah.
But who the fuck knows with Liverpool?
So
I mean,
you're the Liverpool dude.
Star.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Can he... Is Bobby okay?
Yeah, they're both fine.
Like, he was rested for fatigue.
He was rested for fatigue. Coutinho was rested for, like, some gastrointestinal puking and diarrhea at the same time. They're both fine. Sturridge subbed on and was so fucking good.
Yeah, that's what worries me. Like,
so, I mean, Walsh and I have been saying this all fucking last 2 years. Like, he's so much better than Origi.
I feel like
Klopp doesn't, like, love him. And, yeah. You know, who knows who's going to start? I don't know. I surely don't know. Holding D-Box not great this week, but As long as you're getting those two big guys in, I mean, it feels okay.
Right. I think you... I'm thinking I'm going to do something similar to that.
There's a lot to think about. Maybe you guys will write out lineup lambs this week, since no Walsh. I would love to see what you guys actually end up doing. Because I think the situation that you guys are in is like a really common situation with your forward structure for a lot of people.
But for me, if I do this, I think what I would do is do Costa and Aguero out for Kane and Bukaku, right, this game week.
Yeah.
And then ahead of 34, I would have to do another. So I'd be take two hits over the 2 weeks.
I have to take a hit every week of this.
I know, that's the other thing. I was going to talk about that before. Is like, you guys have been very hit happy, and I haven't had all. I feel
there
like
was a point in the season where we just unbuttoned our pants. And just
Yeah, and this final stretch.
It's been great.
Yeah,
the final stretch of
dirty.
Yeah,
it's for fun.
It's a little like,
yeah, the final stretch, it's like these games end up being so predictable, a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, like Everton home Burnley. Like, we all know. Everyone in the fucking world knows how that's going to go. Like, Burnley are going to be, like, fucking shit and annoying and, like, sit deep and, like, Everton's going to score 3. It's just, like, so, as it is written.
Right, as.
All right, let's look at Walsh's team.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
up right here. Yeah, so this is a little, like, special part of the pod where we can... look at Walsh's team, make a few moves. Walsh's ground rules for our transfers while we have the keys. -8 at most. Hold all men with 2 doubles left. So
wow. So it's Sanchez still
won't get rid of them.
Hold Alexis.
That's what he's saying.
Alright. Serious restrictions.
Wait till after Europa League United for the actual transfers. So I'll include Walsh's team in lineup lambs also. And then lastly, for anyone else, hide your wife, hide your kids. So anyone is game right now. And
you know what? I think he's gonna do the same thing that we're gonna do. Zlatan, Aguero. Oh no, he wants to hold Zlatan.
Yeah, he wants to hold Zlatan. Well, I guess if we bring him back, it's kind of like...
Dude, I mean...
It's kind of circumventing.
Walsh, you know, he doesn't really want us to get a Spurs player, so he's probably just going to do Bukaku
for
Aguero.
Bank.
We could do Bukaku for Aguero. I don't think he would be upset.
We got to get him Kane, though, don't we? He's got no Spurs.
Yeah, I was thinking Kane for Aguero.
Really?
And just sphincter clenching watching the Everton game and just praying that they don't score.
We're all captaining Lukaku.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that.
I know, but Walsh loves Kane.
Yeah, but
he's like voluntarily gone without Barkley or Lukaku.
He might only play 70 minutes. We don't know.
I know, but is that a hat trick?
Where he could play what? I don't know.
Can we do the -8 just so he has Rom and Kane?
You want to do Zlatan and Aguero out for Rom and Kane?
No, let him keep Zlatan. Let's see if we can get Benteke out.
But Benteke, he's not going to like that. Yeah,
but Benteke also has 2 doubles.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, shit. Right.
He only has 1 double.
Benteke's
been fucking him.
But plus, it's his Palace guy.
Yeah,
we
cannot get rid of Benteke.
He's not going to be upset if we get rid of Benteke.
Yes, he is.
Really?
Hopefully right now, he's just laughing while he's listening to this. But I think he would be upset if we got rid of Benteke.
He's got Wilf.
But he just brought in
Benteke.
Benteke's
not even on pens.
If we downgrade Valencia to like Gibson or something.
I feel like Walsh as the Palace supporter I feel like he would want us to keep Benteke. You know? Because they've also been playing well. They just beat Arsenal like fucking crushed.
I know, but it sucks that Benteke's not on pens anymore. Luka Milojevic or whatever or something.
Right.
We can almost afford that.
So close.
So close to affording that.
Dude.
Fuck. 1.1 short. We could go to -8. It's within our rules. Is there anyone else that we can... I mean, Brother of Jordan has been horrible.
Yeah, he's
blank at for Sunday. He's at Sunday.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be thinking as if we're thinking as Walsh, or are we making a decision
supposed to take care of Walsh's children.
All right, so consensus of our real...
So, like, yeah, Walsh doesn't let you stay up past 11, but, like, I'm the cool uncle. Like, yeah, let's fuck it. Let's watch Terminator 2. You know what I mean?
Well,
So, he has Siggy, he has Ayu. They both have really good fixtures.
If we can't ship out Zlatan, and he's what, at Chelsea?
Yeah.
He's not even at Jordan.
He's home Chelsea 2 days after Europa League. But, so what are you thinking? You're thinking Aguero and Ibra to Rom and Kane, and then next week getting Ibra back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that seems reasonable to me.
Yeah.
But I think he really doesn't want to get rid of Benteke. Because, fuck, I don't know what to do.
I mean, I feel like Europa fixture is going to help determine this, because I don't, like, Zlatan has a lot of action up ahead.
Yeah.
Is he gonna play 90 minutes against, what is it, Anderlecht?
Anderlecht, I don't know. Who the fuck does?
Yeah.
Hopefully they just win like 5-0 so we can just captain Ibra with confidence in 34, but who knows?
Yeah.
He's not, Walsh is not giving us a lot to work with.
No, those restrictions are pretty rough.
Alright, if we're making one transfer, who would you guys do Kuhn to? Lukaku or Kane?
Dude, I feel like it has to be Lukaku.
If we're all captaining him and we give him Kane,
who I just feel like
has a minor question mark about playing 90 minutes. Right.
I think I'm going to bring in Kane because I think I'm going to take the hit and do it. But I feel like that's if only one.
Yeah.
I think.
Play it safe. Rom is in form.
Honestly, you sold me on the Bukaku.
Yeah.
No, they frustrate me that day.
It goes back to who do you bring to dinner. I would not bring Kane home.
Absolutely not.
But we didn't decide here. What?
Yeah, I know. He has
not been shy to taking hits though, so I think we can at least take them.
We'll wait until Thursday. Yeah. We'll cover it on lineup lambs. We'll talk about it on the text thread. But as of now, looking like Kuhn to Lukaku's nailed, and then we'll see if we're gonna do anything else.
And he has no City representation, which...
He'll have no City and no Spurs, if that's all we do, which is not
great. We can't let him back to Spurs.
This is, like, our one chance to force Walsh to get Ollie.
How much is Ben Davies right now?
It's, like, 4-8 or something.
God, hopefully he's Valencia 4-9. Is just dead, and then we can downgrade him to Davies.
If Valencia misses the Europa match...
Yeah.
Like, fucking, he's injured.
Yeah,
like,
he's got
actual injured, right?
Yeah. And then last is me. And I feel like I maybe should have dropped this earlier on the pod because...
What did you do already?
You already did your transfers?
Because no it's scenic, and I don't know how many people are going to listen. It's like we're like 55 minutes into the pod right now, but I'm on wildcard.
What?
Yeah, I popped it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I was in the same situation. I had fucking Ibra and Lukaku, and I had Ashley Barnes, and I had no way to get him to Kane, and I wanted to keep Alexis for the two doubles. God. I spoke earlier that I wanted to keep Alexis. It was the only way that I could get all the fucking guys that I want. And I think, like, I'm on this run of green arrows right now. Getting all of those guys on one team is a massive differential. Like, most people cannot do that without taking like a minus 16 or something.
You're planning for already 37 then, right? Like you've...
Yeah, well, so last season, you'll remember, Jason Dark, you didn't play last season. Last season, there was big double, most teams doubled in game week 34.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we all use bench boost and shit. And then there was another set of doubles in 37. Still like a bunch of teams.
Okay, so it was more spread out?
Yeah, in 37 I took like a minus 16 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more. Maybe minus 20.
Figuring you'll make up for it because of the doubles.
Yeah, because they're all just minus twos just get guys who double like it was easy.
Right.
And I netted like 30 or 40 points on that. Like it was fucking genius and I flew.
Mm-hmm.
My plan is that, like, either I was going to take all those hits now to get the team that I want, to get Kane and keep Alexis, or I'm going to wildcard now, have all the guys I want, and take those hits later.
Yeah.
And that just seemed better to me. So now what I'm looking at my team right now is Alonso, Rojo.
Oh, my God, a fresh slate.
Yeah, Alonso, Rojo, Davies, Yoshida, and Holgate. Midfield... Ali, Zaha, Redmond, Alexis, And Tom Carroll, just fifth mid, whatever.
Redmond, wow.
Redmond's
we didn't really talk much about Southampton.
Redmond's going to be, yeah, because they fucking suck, yeah. And there's nothing to talk about. But I'd rather have
6-4?
I'd rather have Redmond for two games than King for one game is really what it like came down to.
I got JWP.
Yeah, and then my forwards, Kane, Lukaku, Ibra, which is just like, fuck with me. You know, like, I will fuck you with my team. Like, you know, all points scored are, like...
Dude, I'm gonna, when I get home, I'm gonna start mocking up a wild card.
Oh, wow. See, I knew I should have brought this up earlier, because it's gonna just be a huge fucking rift
The last, like, 2 weeks or so, I've been thinking, does it make sense to wild card at this point and just maximize a good squad for the... through 38.
That's kind of what a lot
Well, we've been talking about that for...
Then take the hits later.
We've been talking about that for 4 or 5 weeks.
It just, I feel like I'm past that
That's what Scott's segment is on, Team of Shadows, is like, he wildcarded early, and he's imagining that he didn't, and comparing the scores.
Right.
It's interesting.
Yeah, shouts to Scott, by the way, really loving the concept.
Yeah, 10-pit bug, he's
being
a
complete
crazy
noob,
person.
I'm like, I don't, like, I'm kind of just going by, like, what you guys are kind of...
I mean,
with the wild card,
opinions,
like,
but
no. I'm not saying everything. I'm just saying about the wild card stuff. Like, I don't. I feel like I'm doing pretty well. I think for like you know, I'm
you're
at 126.
Great.
So
you're
I'm like,
great.
All right. I'm pretty happy with my team. Yeah. Figure, you know, it makes these little smaller
Listen,
moves.
Dude, it was a hard
I'm
decision.
About to hold.
I went in on Scott hold today out. Because Walsh isn't around. He's like usually my go-to. Like, yo, I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to wild
Does
card
Walsh
type
know?
Of person. He doesn't know, so he's going to hear this on the pod.
Scenes.
So it's going to be scenic pod.
Scenic.
Yeah, I'll tweet his response, because I'm sure he'll flip out.
Yeah.
Drop these bombs.
But yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'm going to keep tinkering throughout the week, but that's roughly, I think, what my team's going to look like, because I want... Like, the main reason I'm wild carding is because I want Ollie, Sanchez, Kane, Lukaku, and Ibra. And so, like, starting with that five-sided, like, fuckfest.
Wow, that is a fuckfest.
That's
that is a
the
fuck
best
fest.
Thing ever. Like, so I have, like, all of the best guys, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And
who are your keepers?
They're all the guys.
Keepers.
Yeah. Oh, Pickford and Hennessy. Hennessy for the double.
Oh, wow.
It should probably be Valdez.
Yeah.
Because they have such better double fixtures. Palaces are against Liverpool and Tottenham. But, like... I just hate Burrow. They're so bad. Lukaku has more goals than them.
Yeah, it's actual.
Like, they're just horrible to watch.
Sunderland hasn't scored since, like, the beginning of February.
I
heard
Sunderland
that today in the Guardian
pod.
I was like...
Yeah, Sunderland is...
That's a
new
joke.
Levels of horror.
That's bad.
Yeah, they're just a mockery.
Right.
But
by the way, I just have Redmond's at 5'9". I thought he was higher than that.
Yeah, he's dropped a lot this year because he was so highly owned and shit. But yeah, I mean, he's like still kind of good. He's him like Zaha, King. They all have like the same stats. It's like whoever's in form almost, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So Zaha's obviously the best of them right now. He's on fire. King is on fire.
Yeah, King.
But I don't know. I feel like. That's the type of thing where, Redmond could easily score
because
brace
have,
and a double
And
or
they have
something.
The two doubles.
They have two
doubles.
So, like,
yeah.
Give me two
I think
extra
that's good.
Games.
Yeah, I like
you know?
That. He's at 5'9". That's good.
So.
Wow, that is. You are.
That's a little soon. It's a little soon. Any last words, boys, before I wrap this up? We're right about an hour right now, so we're doing
nice.
Pretty well.
Let's.
Good stuff. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow on Twitter at fmlfield. Email us fmlfield@gmail.com. Join the league like on Facebook, right on iTunes. Cheers. Shout out to Ari, producer Ari, replacing producer Nate.
Yeah,
fuck
you.
Ari.
On
tour.
Nate's going to outscore all of us. All right.
Cheers.
Hi, Walsh.
That's it.